June 30th and an NFL blockbuster well ahead of training camp today. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Steelers and the Dolphins linking up in a deal the likes of which you don't see very often, where you've got Pro Bowl players going in either direction for each other. So the Dolphins agreed to trade three-time All-Pro corner Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith, who was terrific for them last year, to the Steelers in exchange for three-time All-Pro safety Minka Fitzpatrick and a pick swap that will help the Dolphins with their draft positioning moving forward. But if you're the Steelers, you go get a really good corner in Jalen Ramsey, albeit one that wears out his welcome everywhere he goes. I mean, he is on the short list of guys like the James Harden All-Stars, where if he's been there for a couple of years, he wants out and you don't mind if he leaves.
You start looking at your watch going, uh-oh.
Jacksonville, I don't remember acrimony to the same extent with the LA Rams when he was a two-time All-Pro back-to-back years, but clearly he moved on and went to Miami and now the Dolphins. So this will be his fourth team. Still a very good football player. Now, last year was the first time he was not a Pro Bowler since 2019. And because of playing down a little bit, I don't think he was anywhere near All-Pro form. So I guess the question is, at his age, he was 30 last year, he'll be 31 in October. Is that the beginning of the new phase of his career where he's not special, upper echelon, top of the league, you know, Hall of Fame caliber, which is what he was, and maybe he's just regular good? The Steelers are going to figure that out. But I will say, Danny, that most of what they've done in the last month doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Going and getting Aaron Rodgers gives you a chance to win a couple more games this year and maybe win a playoff game. You're not winning a Super Bowl. You're not getting close to winning a Super Bowl. You're just guaranteeing that you're not in a position to get your quarterback of the future again next year for about the 10th straight year. Like, they celebrate this whole Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season thing, and that's actually probably the worst thing that's happened to them over the last several years because they need a quarterback and they can never get one. Now, you move on from the better player in the deal to bring in a guy who is often a malcontent, who might be declining. I like the Jonnu Smith part of this a little bit.
He was sneaky really good last year, by the way.
His numbers were awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know if people are aware that he caught almost 90 balls.
Mm-hmm.
88 catches, 884 yards, will be a big-time target for Aaron Rodgers. He's a better pass catcher than Pat Freiermuth is.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they go two tight ends with some weapons for Rodgers now. So that part of it's cool. When I saw the Jonnu Smith thing, I liked it more because originally Schefter said it was a straight-up deal. Minka Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey, and I thought that was outrageous. But pick swap and Jonnu Smith thrown in, it looks a little more reasonable or at least explainable. But am I missing something on the Steelers? There's still a huge gap between them and the real contenders.
Yeah, this is a sort of a cultural thing, right, about the organization. Honestly, it's not the same because of the outsized importance of the quarterback, but it's like the St. Louis Cardinals or the Washington Capitals, frankly, where they don't want to do the rebuild. They don't want to do the big tear it down. We're going to keep taking bites. And to their credit, they've, you know, found a way to kind of keep whatever it is on the tracks and win 10 games.
But here's the problem with the comp, specific to the Capitals especially. They're in a sport where you don't get to just accidentally go on a run.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no such thing as football luck. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like, whoopsie-daisy, we're in the Eastern Conference Final. And by the way, they weren't the one seed in the AFC last year like the Capitals
were. I mean, there have been moments, certainly, you know, those 9-7 giant teams or whatever with Eli Manning and a hot defense. There have been the occasion.
I think I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, there have been the occasion, but counting on that, I'll just go, lightning struck right there. I'll just put my hand out. I'll get it again. I'm with you. You should try to build the best juggernaut possible. They don't see it that way. They believe, I don't, for the record, just looking at it, their actions tell you, we're just going to keep getting to the postseason and Pittsburgh ends. Like, that's the idea, is that they'll out tough you at some point. Again, they haven't won a postseason game in what? Since 2016? 10 years now is what we're talking about.
They also have their own contract stare down, Terry McLaurin-esque, with their top player on defense, TJ Watt. And respectfully to Terry McLaurin, a way better football player in terms of just overall value. Like, this is a defensive player of the year. This is one of the top players in the entire NFL on his side of the ball in Watt, and they haven't been able to get that deal done. So you've got him agitating for more money in a contract, and yet you go bring in Jalen Ramsey and you take on a huge contract. Now, the blow is cushioned because you got rid of Minka Fitzpatrick, but their safety position went from really good to a lot less good. I really like Joey Porter, the Penn State product that Washington passed on in the draft, by the way, when they were looking at cornerbacks.
Hmm.
He went in the second round. He's good. Ramsey's awesome. I don't know how much they play him in the nickel as opposed to out on the boundary, but they also signed, remember, Darius Slay from Philadelphia. So by trading for Ramsey, by signing Darius Slay, by having Joey Porter, they're a pretty locked-down corner room potentially. They should be awesome on defense. And if they can get the Watt thing worked out, which, like McLaurin, you have to bet on because he's Mr. Steeler.
Yeah, it's a Ring of Honor player for them, Hall of Fame caliber
player.
It
just makes a lot of sense. It's kind of a lot like Terry.
Yeah.
That defense is championship level. It's a 13-win defense.
Yes, it is, with Highsmith and Queen and Watt and Hayward in the middle and Keanu Benton, that just absolute brick house of a human being right there at nose. They're ready to beat people.
They will tell you, I bet, internally, we could have the best defense in the league, and we've got Aaron Rodgers, a multi-time MVP in the last 4 years at quarterback. Let's go. Now, that's doing a lot of heavy lifting for the fact that he didn't play 2 years ago. He's over 40 years old, and he played poorly for the Jets last year. But if you can get Aaron Rodgers another several months removed from the Achilles back to a league average level where he's an upgrade over Mason Rudolph, remember, they traded for Metcalf. We've talked a lot about the deal they agreed to. Robert Woods comes over and signs. Still a pretty underwhelming receiver core to me outside of Metcalf, who I think is fine. You know, he's okay. He's good. I would have McLaurin over him. He's slightly overrated, I think. But that said, that is the issue. Like, yes, they could win 11 games. They could make the playoffs. I don't think they could win that division, but maybe they're close. Can they beat the Chiefs? Can they beat the Bengals? Are they better than the Ravens in the playoffs or the Bills? And maybe their whole idea, Danny, is let's close the gap and see what happens and take one shot at this thing. But it's just a big-time commitments for basically 1 year of a push.
So here's the thought. Once you do Aaron Rodgers, that's what you're signing up for, is for that year. So you might as well do the year if we're going to do the year. Again, I just wouldn't do any of this. I would finally admit it and say, we're going to start over. Let's tear it down and let's use some of our assets to, you know, go get future allotment of picks and take our lumps and be down there with Cleveland once. They just don't believe it that way. They don't see it. So once you went and waited and put all your eggs in the Rodgers basket, well, you're going to pick up more eggs. I mean, they're putting them all here. I mean, it's about this year for them. And, you know, I think Tomlin's such a good coach. I think they'll be competitive. They'll win three games that they shouldn't via like a weird special teams quirk or a weird fumble play or something. They'll play AFC North yins and yins football, and they'll do the thing. But yeah, you said it, in the postseason, they're not Buffalo. They're not Baltimore. They're not Kansas City. They might not be one of these other AFC West teams that's on the rise either.